of the 2,823 people killed at the World Trade Center. The remains of some 1,100 victims have been identified so far. The work of the medical examiner's office will continue for months. For those family members whose loved ones have not yet been recovered or identified, today's ceremony didn't necessarily provide a meaningful turning point. NPR's Melissa Block spoke with one woman whose husband was killed in Tower 1.
48-year-old John Rigo loved golf, a good cigar, his Scottish terrier, Nessie. Rigo worked long hours for the insurance brokerage firm Marsh & McLennan, specializing in workers' compensation. His window office was on the 100th floor of the Northern World Trade Center Tower. At 8:46 in the morning of September 11th, American Airlines Flight 11 slammed into the Marsh & McLennan offices, plowing through floors 94 to 98 and setting off a catastrophic fire. John Rigo's remains have not been identified, which leaves a gnawing sense of incompleteness for his widow, Betsy Meredith Rigo.
You have to realize that for those of us who lost family members, they were woke up one morning and they went to work, went on their business, and, you know, several hours later they vaporized.
Rigo still holds out hope that somewhere in the medical examiner's office, the remains of her husband are waiting and can be identified through DNA analysis. It's important for her to be able to bury her husband, to share that final ritual. She's been down to the Trade Center site about 5 times since September 11th. She's watched as the debris pile, hundreds of feet high, was clawed at, dismantled, and carted away.
The most recent time I was there was a couple of months ago, and it had started to look like a construction site rather than a deconstruction site. And I found that to be rather upsetting because this is the sacred ground for so many people who've lost their lives. And I know that progress has to be made and we have to go on, but there's somehow the brutal reality of it now has been removed.
The clean, excavated site, Rigo says, doesn't represent the tear, the wound that really happened there. She says it's just a basin now. As for the ceremony at Ground Zero today, Rigo decided not to go. She didn't think it would provide her with any sense of an ending.
There is no end to this for family members, because next week that site will still be there and our family members will still be dead. It's not something you can tie up in a package. It's not that easy. Merely because it has this attention and this ceremony and the rite doesn't mean that there's any kind of an ending. And thank God you didn't use that word closure, because that's the most ridiculous overused trivialization of this than you hear it all the time.
Turning points for Betsy Rigo have been in April, when they held a memorial service for her husband at a church near their Manhattan apartment. Another turning point was 3 weeks ago today, when she planted a thundercloud purple leaf plum tree in memory of her husband on the island of Martha's Vineyard, where they spent vacations. It's a sturdy tree, and he was sturdy, she explains, and he was a plum of a guy. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.